Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks for joining us in what is going to be a special edition, a Thanksgiving edition. We're going to take the stopwatch. We're going to put it away for today. We're going to dive deep into those three Thursday football games with some help of some inside info. We're welcoming bloggers for the Lions, the Cowboys, and the 49ers, guys that know these Turkey Day favorites inside and out. We're going to get their insights. We're going to get their bets for the midweek games. Joe Osborne, of course, is going to be back for another game of Fade or Follow. And then we're going to close out things with the two-minute drill. Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to give us a peek behind the counter for this holiday week. And in between those spots, I'll be giving my best bets for Week 12, including my best bets for the three Thursday games, as well as some special Thanksgiving Day boosts from our friends at Bet365. Before we do start the big show, I remind you, please take a couple seconds, rate and review the Sharp 600. Give us the feedback. Give us some intel. We love that. Thanks in advance for those efforts. All right, let's eat Thanksgiving time. The Sharp 600 welcomes Mike Payton, Lions reporter, for A to Z Sports, diehard Detroit fan as well. Riding high into Thanksgiving. This is good times for you, buddy. You can follow him on X at @A to Z_Payton. Mike, thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us. What is a busy week and an exciting week to be a Lions fan. So we're seeing the Lions involved in some closer games over the last three games. I've been betting them. There's been some sweats there too. What are some changes, positive or negative, that we're seeing from the Lions over the last three games?
Well, defensively, I think Baltimore gave the league a blueprint on how to beat Detroit with a lot of shotgun and no huddle looks, and the Chargers and the Bears both kind of excelled at that over the last two games. And plus, Justin Fields on the ground, they have just constantly had a problem stopping him when he's running. I mean, he ran for over 300 yards on them last year, so, and then 104 yards on Sunday too. So yeah, as long as they don't face Justin Fields every week, I think they'll be able to stop the run like they have been all year. The Packers present a little bit of an easier option for them this week. So I don't think that it'll be necessarily a blowout like it was last time, but I think it'll be it should be a lot easier win than it has been the last 2 weeks.
All right. Home field advantage is a sticky point here when it comes to sports betting. No longer worth the automatic 3 points to the spread, kind of most places saying like 1.5 or so. However, the Detroit faithful have been out in droves here, super loud, making Ford Field one of the most disruptive and loudest venues out there. What would you assign in terms of a value to the spread and worth of points to Ford Field, especially in a Thanksgiving Day home game like this?
Well, I think they definitely add a lot. You know, I would say if I had to add a point value, I'd say they add a point, because there are constantly times when they are playing at home and they are forcing teams to do false starts and delay of game. Those type of penalties are coming up a lot against opponents at Ford Field. It's been incredibly loud this year. They were doing silent count snaps during the preseason. I mean, like, it's been insane. So I think tomorrow is going to be maybe the loudest game of the year.
Ooh. And the ski mask. I love the ski mask and all the a lot of, I think, years of pent up frustration being unleashed on opposing teams right now, for sure. All right. We got the Lions at 8-2. They have to be included in that Super Bowl conversation. Futures have them priced sitting between 10-1 and 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. Do you think the odds should be higher? Do you think they should be lower? Are they right where they need to be with this team?
I think right now they're right where they need to be. I think that game against the Cowboys in week 17 is really going to be the one where you go, okay, well, this team is for real, like Super Bowl for real, versus, you know, they could make a playoff run right now. Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance they could be playing in Las Vegas at the end of the year, but I feel a lot more comfortable just saying that they can win a playoff game or two.
Especially if they can get a home field playoff game, that would
especially
be
huge
as well too.
If you and if you think it's been loud during Thanksgiving and stuff, wait till that first home game.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, so we'll look at Thursday's game, Thursday's odds. Best bet for this Green Bay Packers game.
I think the best bet is you're going to get a big Jahmyr Gibbs run. The Packers have allowed 34 runs over 10 yards, and that's the fifth most in the NFL. So I think Jahmyr Gibbs is due for a pretty large run, and he's been going well over 20 yards. He's had a run over 20 yards in each game of the last 4 or 5 weeks. So he's definitely due for another one.
All right. I like those ones. You can find those longest runs, longest rush attempts, those type markets out there too. So Gibbs live on that one. All right. Again, I appreciate you coming in here on the Thanksgiving week. Awesome insights from Mike Payton from A to Z Sports. Mike, thanks. Good luck on Thursday. We're all kind of secretly cheering for the Lions this season as well too.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Best bet for Packers at Lions. First Thursday game, odds courtesy of Bet365. Of course, these are subject to change before kickoff. We're going with the tight end, Sam Laporta, over 45.5 receiving yards. Laporta had 4 catches on five targets for 56 yards versus Green Bay back in week 4. He's facing a Packers defense, giving up some big gains to tight ends. They've allowed just 40 catches to the position, but it's added up to 482 total yards. That's more than 12 yards per reception. Player projections for Laporta flirting with 50 yards on Thursday, so we'd like him to go over 45.5. I got the running back, David Montgomery. Touchdown anytime, -138 at Bet365. This is one of the better prices you're going to find on this touchdown market. He found the end zone in back-to-back games. He has 8 touchdowns in 7 games for the Lions. He does see the bulk of the red zone carries. We've got a big spread, a taller total, plenty of points coming for the home team, Montgomery, to find pay dirt. I like that one. So if you do like those bets, we can combine them. In the same game parlay up at Bet365, we can take Laporta to have 50-plus receiving yards, Montgomery to score a touchdown, and we're going to add the Detroit money line to the mix, and Bet365 has an early payout in play. Should the Lions get ahead by 17 points or more at any point in that game on Thursday, it's automatically going to grade a winner. So altogether, that SGP for Packers and Lions comes out to +300. Bet365 is going to pump up those payouts to +325 with their boost. All right, Dallas Cowboys play their annual Thanksgiving Day Thursday game. And to give us some insights into America's team is LP Cruz, writer at Blogging the Boys. You can follow him on X at SDQ Flight Crew. LP, thanks so much for jumping in to talk a little turkey about the Cowboys, which is also my team. I'm going to talk a little shit about the Cowboys because they're my team as well, too. But Dallas beating up on bad teams, haven't quite got over the hump against those teams, you know, elite teams, the San Franciscos, the Phillies. How much do we trust the 7-3 record with the schedule getting much tougher beyond this Thursday game?
I think the real question you're asking me is, it fool's gold, the 7-3 record? And to that point, we're both Cowboys fans. So the regular season is not that important anymore. We know they're going to be in the playoffs. And the way they've done it is through defense. Dak Prescott's gotten a lot better, but primarily the defense is getting turnovers, scoring, and all that stuff that we've seen over the last probably 2 years. So it's all about what happens next. Do you make the playoffs? And when you make the playoffs, do you play the Saints? Do you play the Niners again? So it's all about the postseason. So we'll see. We'll talk about it then, I guess.
Not too worried. I always say I'm cautiously optimistic about everything Dallas Cowboys right now. So we got 2 trends rolling into the Thanksgiving Thursday game. Which one holds up? So Dallas, a terrible bet on Thanksgiving Thursday, 1-11 against the spread in their last dozen Thanksgiving Day games. However, they have gone over their team total in 22 of their last 30 home stands. So which one do you think holds up here against the Commanders?
I think you're more likely to see the over on the point totals. And based on what I told you about the defense scoring a lot of points, that's one thing that we've noticed. The defense scores a lot of points. They're going to run the score up. And with the Cowboys, what's probably going to happen, they're going to try to run the score up so high in the early stages of the game to where they can just relax and rest and get their turkey started early. Now, however, on the other side of the spread, we have to factor in, although the Commanders are not a great team, still, it's a short week against a divisional opponent. So this team is prepared very well for what they're going to see. And I think the Commanders might have more success than we think offensively. So based on that, it should be a closer game. Cowboys ultimately win, but 12.5 seems a bit rich for me. So I would say more so look at the over for the Cowboys points versus the spread.
Yeah, and weird. I'm always hesitant of these midweek games. Weird things happen. Absolutely. As you mentioned, another big spread for the Cowboys here against Washington. Which matchups do you think they can really kind of, it gives you confidence if you were to lay the lumber here with Dallas, which matchups against the Commanders give you confidence to take them as the favorite?
It's definitely Dak Prescott versus their secondary. And we've seen what happened last week against Tommy DeVito, a guy who's not really prepared for the NFL, but still found a lot of success with the air against them, posting three touchdowns, despite being sacked a lot. And a guy who doesn't manipulate the pocket as well as Dak Prescott does. Looking at the Commanders, you're kind of in a fire sale. You get rid of your top two edge rushers. You then lose another one to injury reserve. So now you're kind of just playing bodies to see what works against the offensive line for Dallas that's kind of healthier and a lot more effective in the last month or so. So it's really Dak Prescott through the air with his receivers, with the options that he has. And there's so many names to go over, but that's the most confidence. Dallas, Dak, secondary.
All right. It equals a lot of points, which equals them covering that spread. All right. So before we let you go, best bet for Thursday's game against Washington.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction. So my best bet, I'm going to say, is Brian Robinson over 41.5 points. And I'll explain what I mean by that. So with the Cowboys trends that I've seen over the past few weeks with lesser opponents, they get very overzealous in rushing the passer to the point where they're rushing the passer and bypassing playing the run. They'll get out of their gaps. They'll be up front stunting, playing these twist ends, but it opens a lot of running lanes for the running backs. We saw last week, Chuba Hubbard, also with Miles Sanders, who had, I believe, combined about 90 yards rushing between those two guys. Washington isn't really in a 50-50 split. It's one guy carrying the rock for the most part with Brian Robinson. And again, a lot of wide angles, a lot of downhill running should be effective to get enough of 41.5 yards in the over.
All right. You know, it's good when the Cowboys guy actually goes and picks an over prop for Washington. So you got to back that. That's awesome. Thank you, LP Cruz. You can find his work over on Blogging the Boys. Again, thanks so much for jumping in here Thursday. I know Thanksgivings are crazy. Hope you enjoy the game. How about them Cowboys?
Pleasure. Thank you, Jason.
Okay, time for my best bets for the middle. We'll talk the meat of the Thanksgiving Day sandwich here. Cowboys hosting the Washington Commanders. Give me Tony Pollard over 64.5 rushing yards. Pollard coming off a breakout game. He had 61 yards rushing. Finally found the end zone. Fantasy owners rejoice versus Carolina. And then the team just rallied around him. And there's a lot of talk about getting TP going here on Thursday. This Dallas O-line, 7th in run block win rate, facing a Washington defense allowing 5 yards per carry over their last three games, 23rd in run stop win rate. Over at ESPN, they just gutted their interior defense at the deadline. They, and like I said, among the worst rushing defenses out there. Projections for him range as high as 85 yards. My number was not as optimistic. 64.5 is where I was. And then running back, the other backup running back, Rico Dowdle, he is injured, hasn't practiced this week. It is a short week. So all the carries, the entire load could be on Pollard here. The game script is a big spread with a tall total that says the Dallas Cowboys will be running the ball in the second half as they kind of protect that lead. Those carries are going to go to Pollard. I love this bet. This is one of my favorite bets for Thursday. So Pollard over 64.5 yards rushing. Also going with CD Lamb, touchdown anytime. It's -138 at Bet365. CD has been an absolute monster the past month. 4 touchdowns the last 4 games. He's facing a Washington defense, giving up the receiving touchdowns in the land. And Lamb has drawn the 4th most red zone targets amongst all receivers in the NFL. Dak Prescott, a much better quarterback indoors at home. CD benefits from that. I like Lamb to find pay dirt, maybe drop that ball, make a little donation to the Salvation Army there after scoring that TD. So if you like these bets, we can mix them all up in the SGP blender. We're going to go with Pollard, 50-plus rushing yards. We're going to go with Lamb, touchdown anytime. We're going to go Dak Prescott to throw 3 or more touchdown passes. We're going to take Dallas over the team total, 27.5. We talked about this when they've gone over in 22 of their last 30 home games against that team total. All of that comes out to +425, and Bet365 is going to boost that to +500. We close out the Thanksgiving Thursday slate with 49ers and Seahawks, and giving us the skinny on San Francisco is Niners blogger Kyle Posey, producer at Niners Nation. You can follow him on X at @KP_show. Kyle, welcome to the Sharp 600. Appreciate you taking the time during the holiday week. I know it's busy for everyone. We'll start off Niners back on track after that 3-game slide. However, looking back at that period, is there any reason for concern carrying over to the side of the schedule? Or was that skid more just of a product of bad timing and bad injuries to key players?
Yeah, I think you know this more than anybody, right? So sports betting, it's more about spots. And I mean, the Browns came in on the heels of the 49ers dropping 42 on the Cowboys. So you go on the road, Brock Purdy against that defense, the Browns, it felt like an obvious letdown spot. They pretty much lost Debo on the first play of the game. Mm-hmm. 2 interceptions, 3-for-12 on third down. Essentially, everything that could go wrong, including the 2 missed kicks, could go wrong. And then they ran into peak Kirk Cousins. And then they had an interception go through his hands for a touchdown. Next game, the third loss, it was like LSU Joe Burrow, peak Joe Burrow. And when you run into that guy, good luck. So I think it was more of just a circumstance and sloppy play really outweighed the losses of Debo and Trent Williams.
All right. Seattle used to be a thorn in the side for this 49ers team. However, the Niners have won and covered in three straight against the Seahawks. What's changed in this divisional matchup, and what do you expect here on Thursday?
I say this jokingly, but not so jokingly, but not having Jimmy Garoppolo is a big reason why. but at the same time, like, just look at the talent discrepancy. The 49ers, they really overwhelm a lot of teams. Seattle, they have skill, but they're young, they're inexperienced, and it seems like whenever they step up in class, they struggle. We've seen that against the Ravens. We saw that against the Lions a little bit. Whenever they play like offenses with a pulse, that defense, they give up 30 points a game. So I'm expecting to see a lot of that. And since, I mean, third lowest yards per attempt, we're talking about Geno Smith. That's a guy who tends to struggle against the blitz. So the only quarterbacks with a lower yards per attempt under pressure than Geno, Zach Wilson and Bryce Young. That is not the company that you want to be in.
No. And some skill positions banged up there for the Seahawks as well, too. Now, the 49ers are a collective 30-14 in the regular season the last 3 years. They're winning more than 68% of their games, yet Kyle Shanahan just continues to get snubbed for whatever reason. And he's 25-1 in the Coach of the Year futures market right now. And which just seems ridiculous at this point. And if they keep rolling, though, they've got some big teams here. They got Seattle twice. They've got Philly and Baltimore. If you get through those with wins, I mean, these odds have to shift. Is Shanahan a good bet to win Coach of the Year, or are we wasting money with this guy right now?
Those odds are really tough to pass up, 25-1. But I get the sense that voters, they always want somebody new. It's almost like people are bored with Kyle Shanahan. It's not like he's running away with multiple Coach of the Years, but the Lions, they're new, and they're probably going to finish with the best record. So naturally, that's why Dan Campbell's a favorite. D'Amico Ryan's first-year head coach, former 49ers. Mm-hmm. They're going to make the playoffs probably. And look at their preseason win total. It was like 4 or 5.5. So yeah. I can see why you'd vote for him. Or Kevin O'Connell getting to the playoffs with Josh freaking Dobbs. This is that, like, those are good stories, easy stories to root for. So I can see why those would be winners, as opposed to Kyle Shanahan winning with a bunch of good players.
But just given the circumstances over the last few years and everything that they just keep doing, I just can't believe he's not in the conversation and at least like the top three favorites in that market. It just blows my mind. Let's get to the Thursday game. You got Seattle. What's your best bet for this one?
So the Seahawks are 30th in DVOA at defending wide receiver twos. Mm-hmm. Debo Samuel's total yardage against the Seahawks, 165, 97, 157, 135, 112. His receiving prop this week is 47.5, juice to -115. So not a lot of juice at all. So he's been over that number this year in 5 of the 6 games. Mm-hmm. And that's excluding the Browns game where he got pretty much hurt on the first play. Yeah. He also has 3 receptions of 40 plus yards this year. So if we can get one breakaway, like he can catch a screen and take off. So I feel like we're getting really good, you know, a good value with a really good player who, last week, the 49ers, you know, when Ayuk goes off 1 week, it usually is Debo the next week. So I feel like just the spot against a team that he dominates, I'm going to go Debo over 47.5.
All right. Debo eating well on Thanksgiving then. I like that one. We'll definitely get behind that one. Kyle, thanks so much for jumping in here. Appreciate it. Good luck. Enjoy the rest of the season. Good luck on Thursday as well, too.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Last but not least, my best bets for San Francisco at Seattle. Odds courtesy of Bet365. Of course, sports betting. These odds are subject to change before kickoff. Christian McCaffrey over 33.5 receiving yards. CMC has been doing plenty of damage through the air in recent weeks. He had just 25 yards receiving last week against Tampa Bay, but he's gone for 40-plus in the 3 games prior. Brock Purdy throws to his running backs at the second-highest rate in the NFL. And Seattle giving up the 7th most receiving yards to running backs on the year. The bulk of CMC's forecast calling for 40-plus through the air here on Thursday. So I like him to go over 33.5 receiving yards. Sticking with the receiving market, we're going to go with Tyler Lockett over 50.5 yards receiving. Lockett's yardage total has climbed. This was 47.5. It's now up to 50.5. I still feel comfortable going over at this point. Player projections range as high as 60-plus. The bulk of those clearing this current prop total. And Lockett could see a ton of targets for a few reasons. One, DK Metcalf has not practiced yet this week. It is a short week. toe injury, and also Kenneth Walker, the running back. He's questionable for this game. That leaves Lockett as the number one weapon here. Big spread for the Niners means Seattle going to be playing from behind and passing plenty. And then three, Tyler Lockett, he puts in work against the 49ers. He's averaged over 50 yards against this team for his career. He had 107 and 68 yards against San Francisco in the regular season last year. He had just 39 in the playoff game, but he was targeted 8 times. It was a bad second half for Seattle, but I like him to top 50 and a half yards receiving. And of course, we're going to take those two bets. We're going to give them the SGP treatment. We're going to go McCaffrey over 25 plus receiving yards, Lockett 50 plus receiving yards. We're going to add Nick Bosa to record a sack against the fifth most pressured QB in the land. And we're going to take San Francisco money line. Again, that early payout option is in play with Bet365. Should the Niners get above 17 points or more at any point, that's going to be graded a win. That comes out to plus 425. Once again, Bet365, going to do you better. They're going to pour a little Thanksgiving gravy on this sucker, and they're going to boost the bad boy to plus 500. Follower Fade Time with our buddy Joe Osborne, the host of Covers Before You Bet. You can check that out on the YouTube channel. You've got a big show coming out for Thanksgiving as well, too. Joe, indeed. I got some bets here for week 12. You know the game. You're going to follow one. You're going to fade one. We're going to talk about our feelings. We're going to get it all out here. So here's what I got. I got Let's Baltimore team total over 25 and a half. I got Washington, Dallas over 48 and a half on the Thursday. I got New England money line minus 165. And then I got Browns and Broncos under 35 and a half points. The Arizona Cardinals did us dirty with the follow bet last week, so let's get back on track.
That stunk. Yeah. I will be following the over in the Commanders-Cowboys game. The Cowboys might go over this number by themselves. Their offense has been absolutely elite. 4 games at home, they're averaging 40 points per game on their home field. They score at least 30 in every single game. I think they're coming off a point where they've scored 49 points. Now the team coming to town is a team that is allowing the most points per game in the NFL. And the Commanders, they get absolutely pulverized whenever they play a good offense here. Look at these numbers. The Eagles scored 34 and 38 against them. The Bills scored 37. The Seahawks got to 29. Even Tommy DeVito and the dinky New York Giants managed to get to 31 points against them. But then you look at the Commanders' offense, they're a bit all or nothing. You know, 1 week they're scoring just 7 points against the dinky New York Giants, but they have had games where they've kind of played up to the competition. They scored 31 twice on the Eagles. They got to 26 in Seattle, 35 in Denver. So, yeah, I think they're going to cross that number and easily get into the 50s in this game.
All right, yeah. I like it for a lot of the same reasons. Dallas averaging over 33 points per home game since 2020. And they just eclipsed their team totals as well in that span. And as you mentioned too, the Commanders defense, just dreadful, really bad against the pass. Dallas, one of the best teams at hitting those home run plays of 25 yards or more this season. Washington, a bad day against the Giants. However, if you look at recent outputs from them, they've been able to put up some yards, put up some points. Sam Howell has been trying to get rid of the ball a little quicker. Gets sacked 9 times last week. He's probably going to be in a world of hurt against this Dallas defense as well, too. But they are moving the ball a lot better than they were before. They're up to 13th in EPA per play since week 8. They were 23rd in the first 7 weeks of the season. And it's a midweek game. Weirdo results tend to happen. I don't know if Dallas is going to run away with this one, but I do expect plenty of points. So I'm glad you're with me on that one. Give me the one that you're going to follow. Or sorry, fade. Fade. Which one are you fading?
I'm fading the Patriots. I can't back the Patriots as a road favorite against anyone in this league. The Giants are the team with
But you can back the Giants.
Well, the Giants are the team as an underdog and with a little bit of momentum coming into this game. And Belichick after a bye, that means absolutely nothing to me anymore. A couple of years ago when Tom Brady was a quarterback, yes, maybe. But I think this is a coin flip game that's going to come down to the fourth quarter. Have you seen Mac Jones lately? I don't even know if he's playing. If he is playing, he'll probably get yanked at halftime. So, yeah, I can't back the Patriots in that spot as a favorite.
All right. But you want to bet on the – or at least you want to not bet on the Giants. Let's say that. I think deep down you don't want anything to do with this game. For me, New York's just – they're one, set up for a big letdown spot after that weird win against Washington. And then two, you know what lurks on the other side of the Patriots in week 13? It's a bye week. And they definitely want to get away from this losing locker room. So I think the Giants are checked out here. They were happy, fat and happy after what happened last week. New England, on the other hand, though, you got 2 weeks of Belichick to prepare for the Giants team. 2 weeks to prepare for Tommy DeVito. And we all know the hoodie. He eats the souls of young QBs for breakfast. Rookie quarterbacks 6-24 against Belichick since 2000. 25 touchdowns, 44 interceptions, a QB rating hovering around 64, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. So, and we're talking about a bad rookie quarterback here, too. So I think this one keeps it simple, and I don't think it's going to be a pretty game by any means. The Pats, number 3 in EPA per handoff, number 2 in success via the run since week 6. They're able to pick up gains on the ground. That means maybe Mac Jones doesn't have to do things in the fourth quarter. The Giants just, they're dog shit against the run. Third highest yards per attempt allowed as well. The look ahead line for this one was Patriots -5. And then now we're dealing Patriots -3. And I don't know if that win over Washington is worth 2.5 points to the spread. So I'm not going to lay the points with the Patriots. I'm going to just take the money line to avoid any silliness going on with these teams. But I just can't get on board with the Giants here. I think it's just going to be a
Tommy
gross
DeVito,
gross Danny, Tommy, don't call me Danny DeVito. Mama's boy. I can't get involved with that one. So give me Patriots -165 money line. Belichick eats another rookie QB for dinner. Team 600 teaser last week. We got back on track. We pulled one out.
Yes.
What do you like here? Let's move some spreads and totals around 6 points.
Yeah, I'm going to bump the Browns up in Denver against a Broncos team that's playing in a lot of tight games, and they're also having a lot of luck. So I like a tight, low-scoring game there. So the Browns up looks like an excellent spot this week.
All right, it's like what, about like 8.5? Eight and a half, something like that. Yeah, get on the other side of that touchdown. I'm going to go with Baltimore and the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. I'm going to walk this one down. It was 47. I'm going to walk down to 41, go over 41. I think, and that's a game I think Baltimore could almost go over that total by itself as well, too. All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. That's why you get more boosts from them with anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. 2 minute drill time here for Thanksgiving. And we got Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365, jumping in. Aaron, Team 600 teaser hit last week. So let's keep it rolling. Let's have another one.
How we do it, Jason? Thanks for having me as always. I'm going to add my pick, KC -3 on this teaser.
All right, so KC -3, Cleveland +8.5, and Baltimore LA Chargers over 41. Let's rank Thanksgiving Thursday in terms of the biggest single days in sports betting. Let's say like Christmas Day, NBA, opening day, MLB, New Year's Day, bowl games. Where does the Thanksgiving Thursday sit with 3 games now?
It's hugely popular, always has been. I think, you know, of the things you mentioned, Christmas NBA is probably the only one that's close. You got a couple more games there, but very, very popular standalone games on Thanksgiving.
All right. I didn't want to bring first day of March Madness because that obviously is going to eclipse.
That's, I mean, it's number of games, but when you, for these three individual games, very huge action.
All right. In terms of odds makers, do you guys treat these three games any different, knowing that like every Joe Public is home watching these games, betting faves and overs?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a different approach. I mean, I guess coming back on the other side of that, this particular Thanksgiving, we are seeing the Lions go toward the favorites from when they've opened to now. The three play money line parlay is major popular. It's gone from over plus money now about -17 for the combined odds.
All right, let's roll through the games here. We got Packers playing the Lions.
Yep.
Quick update on action. Where's the smart money in this one?
Detroit has been getting back. They've now gone to 7.5. They're seeing about 70-30 spread action. Money line is all over Detroit, about 90%, just over. Totals likes the over, but 65-35 split.
All right, and what about the Dallas and Washington game? What are we seeing there for action?
Dallas, huge back. They were opened up 9.5. They're current -12, still laying. The money line action is near 95%. Total on that one is definitely the biggest mover, gone from 45.5 to a current 48.5.
We made it through the horn, but we got to fit it all in. It's Thanksgiving. It's all about trying to eat more and get more in than you're allowed. Game, San Francisco and Seattle. With all of the Thanksgiving parlays and teasers that are going to be alive for this finale, does that impact the way that you adjust odds for this game?
No, I think, it's already kind of happened now that it's broke to 7. The money line's gone from $3 to $3.50 with that move. So, you know, we'll be hoping for one upset, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, best bet for Thanksgiving Thursday. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Dallas over 3.5 touchdowns, team total touchdowns minus 115.
All right, they score a ton at home. I know that as a Cowboys fan. So
if the Giants can do it, Dallas can do it.
The Giants can do it, yeah, okay. All right, that is it for this special Thanksgiving edition of the Sharp 600 podcast. A big thank you to Mike, LP, and Kyle for taking the time during the holiday week. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder, if you got a second, rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast when you get a second. We will be back Wednesday for week 13. But until then, best of luck with your bets and happy Thanksgiving. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. That's why you get more boosts from them with anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boost. You want to check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.